I dig in and hold firm. I dig in and hold firm. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I dig in and hold firm. Most of our meditations are kind of weak sisters, you might say. They're very weak because we do not dig in and hold firm. We start meditating on something and our mind gets distracted to something else, and our mind gets distracted to something else, and something else, and something else, and pretty soon our mind is no longer on what we're thinking about. Our mind is off on some tangent that is far removed from what we started to meditate on. It's not a matter of what we meditate on, but it's a matter of digging in firm and holding firm and realizing that we want to be one-pointed. Because only through being one-pointed will we accomplish anything. And only through digging in and holding firm will we be one-pointed. Because it is so easy to have our thought scatterbrained. It's so easy to have our consciousness drift away from one point to another point to another point. It's so easy to get interested in a lot of things at one time and not understand anything. The person who is the most concentrated, who gives his thought most completely to his task or to his choice, is the genius. The genius has learned what makes a genius is their one-pointedness. It's not that they know anything better than anybody else. It's not that they have a greater grasp of intellectualism than anybody else. It's that they are one-pointed, and they are able to keep their thought on one object, one concept, one one idea at a time, and bring that into manifestation. Now, a scientific genius, thinking of a project, he sometimes has to put the project aside to go on with other things because the project is a rather large project. It takes weeks and months, maybe even years. So he keeps working on it. But when he works on it, he gives it his full attention. Now, he says, okay, now, this is the time that I have decided to dedicate to my project. And I give 1 hour every day or 2 hours every day from 9 to 10, 10 to 11. I give those 2 hours every day to my project. Now, I come to my project at 9, and I have all the other thoughts put out of my mind, and I put my mind only on my project. I don't make cleaning up my desk first and stuff like that and putting things away when I'm done. My project begins at 9, and I'm ready to begin my project at 9. I don't start at 9:30 or 9:45. I start at 9. And so I give it these 2 hours. Now, I don't know which of these 2 hours on which day my realization of what my project is and how to accomplish it is there, but I am giving it the time. So when I am so one-pointed, when I am so directional to my project fulfills itself in a beautiful, dynamic way. Now, we don't know when 2 times 2 is 4 in our math equation. We don't know when all of a sudden we understand mathematics. But as we take the time to put our thought one-pointedly on 2.2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, we find out that the realization is born in us, it dawns in us, it awakens in us, and the fulfillment is there. This takes training. It takes concentration. It takes belief in ourselves. It takes a desire to fulfill whatever it is, the dream that we have in our heart. So we dig in and we hold firm, and we get that dream fulfilled in a most beautiful, fantastic, glorious way, because that's who we are. Meditation is the fulfillment of our dreams. Scientists, perhaps, are some of the greatest meditators that ever lived. And a scientist is merely a person who is interested in knowledge. Are you interested in knowledge? Are you interested in science? Are you interested in these things? If you are, then just direct your attention to it. Dig in and hold firm, one-pointedly, to whatever it is that you have in your heart. That's what I do. Have a wonderful day, digging in and holding firm, and enjoy being who you are. for I enjoy being who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.